Well, last week we started a story about three trees, and I'm going to remind you how it went because some of you might not have been here and some of you might have heard it and forgotten. So to summarize that story, it's about three trees standing on the top of a mountain, dreaming of what they would be when they grew up. And that one tree dreamed of being a treasure chest, and another tree dreamed of being a mighty ship that would sail across oceans and carry kings and princes. And the third tree dreamed that it would be allowed to stand on that mountaintop and grow taller and taller. And when people would look up at it, they would be reminded of God and give thanks to God. Well, what happened was, after those trees grew and grew, the woodcutters came and they swung their shining axes and the three trees were chopped down. And the first tree was made into a feed box for animals and filled with straw for the hungry animals to eat. And it was one night when the stars were shining down their starlight, and the baby Jesus was placed into that feed box and laid on the straw, that the first tree realized it had indeed become a treasure chest because it was holding the greatest treasure in all the earth. Today I'm going to tell you what happened to the second tree. It was taken to the shipbuilder's yard, and it was very excited. Oh, I knew it, thought the tree. But it turns out that day, it was not the day for building mighty sailing ships that could travel across oceans carrying kings and princes. It was the day for building fishing boats. And so that tree was sawed and hammered and shaped and sanded into a small, ordinary fishing boat. And it wasn't strong enough to sail on oceans or strong enough even for rushing rivers. The little fishing boat was taken to a lake. And every day, flopping fish were pulled into it with nets and dumped into the bottom of the boat, and the boat brought those fish to shore. And after years and years, the boat began to smell just like the fish that it carried every day. And one day when the tree had almost forgotten its dreams, a tired man and his friends arrived at the lake shore, and they needed to get to the other side of the lake, and so they climbed into the fishing boat. And the fishing boat set out across the water, and as it rocked on the lake, the tired man fell asleep in the bottom of the boat. But then, out in the middle of the lake, a thrashing, crashing storm arose. And the rain fell down hard, and the boat was tossed up and down. And the tree began to tremble. It was so worried that it did not have the strength. What would it do? How would it keep these people safe and get them to the other side of the lake? Well, just then, the tired man who'd been sleeping in the boat woke up, and he knelt in the boat, and he extended his arms, and he said, "Peace, be still." And suddenly the storm stopped, and the lake calmed, and it was smooth again, and the boat realized, "I am carrying a king, a great king, the greatest king of all, the king of heaven and earth." And so we'll join hands now to say a prayer. Dear Jesus, you are our ruler too, our great king. And we ask you to guide and direct and control our lives. We thank you for the opportunity you give us to serve you. And we thank you that with you in our midst, our lives become something more wonderful than we had ever understood. We pray in your name. Amen.